And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. It is Good Friday, and the phone line is open if you want to give me a call and talk about anything. We could talk about President Trump showing up in New York. I'd like to hear your opinion about that versus Joe Biden, Obama, and Clinton showing up in New York for money, ignoring the police officers. They could at least done a statement. They could, you know, they've been doing these videos saying, hey, send us money, send us money. They could have did a short video saying, look, we want to make sure that our men and women that's in blue, we want to make sure that they are protected, that they're safe. We want them to be able to do their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. They didn't do any of that. But President Trump, and you know what? President Trump didn't have to show up like that. He didn't have to. But he did because he actually cares. And he's not caring because he wants the police department to support him. Look, they already support him for the most part. There's a lot of police officers that are woke. And I've met a few of these. There's some woke police officers in New York. There's some in D.C. and there's some in California. I've met some of them because I've talked to them. But President Trump, he showed up because this is who he is. So the phone line is open. We can put the number in the lower third, and so people can see the number there if they want to give me a call and talk about that as well. And I want to show something else, share something else with you. This is another video where they're talking about President Trump showing up in New York, and this is with Judge Jeanine on Fox News. Listen to this. And there's a number, 319-527-3453, if you want to give me a call. Here we go.
There today inside the funeral home when the President Trump was there. Can you tell us what it was like inside?
Well, I have to tell you that President Trump was a source of comfort to the family. He spent over 10 minutes with Stephanie, the widow, in private. And then he went out into the main hall where the casket was laid and where police officer Dillon's body was laid. And he and Stephanie prayed together. They talked about what a great guy Jonathan was. And then President Trump went to each member of the family and offered his condolences. And the family asked him to sign a mass card. He sat down, signed the mass card, and then he got up. And then police officer Diller's grandmother asked the president for a hug. And he embraced her and held her very tightly. And as he left that area with over 200 of friends and families of police officer Diller, with their little boy, Ryan, with police officer Diller's mother, Fran, with his brother and sister and son-in-law, they did something I've never seen before, Jeanine, at a wake. They gave him a rousing ovation. They clapped their hands and showed their gratitude for President Trump's kindness and for his compassion. It was a very, very beautiful and warm moment. It's one that I will never forget, and I think it was very comforting for the family.
You know what? Just hearing that all of them was stood up, is completely opposite when Letitia James showed up. They were booing her, and they were chanting Trump 2024. These were first responders, and she got upset. And then they tried to find out who the first responders that were chanting Trump 2024, and they were booing her. They were trying to find out who they were so they can pretty much fire them from their positions, as if the city's not already hurting for first responders. But President Trump shows up, complete opposite. They all stand up because, again, President Trump didn't have to show up.
And you know what?
Let me say this really quick, mm-hmm. because Darlin put this comment in a Rumble. And I remember this is the information that came out. They had arrested him 21 times before he killed Officer Dillard.
Right.
21 times. So this literally could have been prevented, but that the Democrats, Alvin Bragg, you notice he wasn't there either. None of them prevented this. The people that are in political office, Bragg, Letitia James, Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, and there's a whole bunch more. They are all against police officers. They are all against Americans. Every last one of them. Would, if it was my choice, and if I had a say so in it, I would tell the police department, arrest all of them. Because of them, Diller is dead today. Because of them. Arrest them all. It used to be like that. It used to be that you, if you actually aided and abetted, I can't even get it out. If you actually contributed to a killer taking the life of someone, they actually held you responsible too, because you were complicit with it. They're all complicit with it. What do you think the cashless bail's for? This is the same city that caught on camera illegals beating up police officers. And then after they catch him, they have to release him. And Alvin Bragg said there was no charges. And while they're walking out, they're giving them the middle finger.
And you know what? Well, what a somber moment this was in the funeral home. You know, he literally took the time to talk to each family member. And he just hugged the grandma until she was ready to let go. That just tells. And then meanwhile, you know, Trump took the time out of his day to do this. He didn't have to do this. And I can guarantee he didn't want to, right? Who wants to go to a funeral like this?
No, no. Right? He's not like happy to be there.
Right. And then on the other side, just miles away, you have Clinton, Obama, and Biden standing on stage wanting people to love them, to praise
worship
them,
us.
To worship them. And they say that that's how Trump is. But the actions speak louder than words.
Here's a great example of that. Here it is with them on stage. The three of them, and they were on there with Stephen Colbert.
Colbert, yeah.
Right? Listen, watch this, because I think this is the one where he's talking about Brandon.
I don't even know what he's saying.
He doesn't even, someone needs to tell Joe Biden
to speak clearly
what Brandon means. Let's go, Brandon. Right? But listen, is this the clip where it says this? Listen to this.
Joe Brandon is ruined. Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States.
You see that? Listen to the, it's right there in the very beginning.
Joe Brandon is ruined.
So it's that expression that he's been saying, right? When he's wearing the eyeglasses and they have the red eyes going. What is that expression? I forget exactly what it is.
Oh, I can look. It was on his campaign.
Yeah, it's a meme that they have, and I can't remember. It's something, and they're trying to take the Brandon whole meme and trying to flip it, but they don't know what Brandon means. It means F Joe Biden. Dark Brandon.
Oh,
that's what
dark
they're calling.
Brandon,
just saying Dark Brandon.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And he says Dark Brandon. That's what he actually says. And he says it means F Joe Biden. F the dark Joe Biden. Joe Biden, period. It's ridiculous. I mean, it really is. It's absolutely sickening, and it's ridiculous. Okay, before we play this next one, let's go to the phone lines. We actually have someone call us. Hey, the number is up on the screen, 319-527-3453. Give me a call. Tell me what you think about all of this.
This is Sheila from Washington.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. It's Sheila out here in Washington State. I've called before. We just had a trooper that was killed not too long ago by an illegal alien sadly on my birthday.
Really? When was this? When did this take place?
March 2nd.
March 2nd. So the beginning of this month. So the mainstream media, the government state media, none of them reported on it. You're the first time I'm hearing about this.
They did out here, but not on the national news.
But it should have been on the national news. I mean, we're talking about illegal alien coming into the country, taking the life of a state trooper.
Yeah, he run him over. I think from what I remember, he was drunk, and it was so sad. And I literally cried that day that his funeral. They played the most beautiful tune on the bagpipes, which is called "Going Home." And I was like, oh, it was just so beautiful. And there's a kid, I'm sure you probably have heard about him. He runs around his track course in memory of fallen officers. And he paid tribute to the officer. And it just made me cry because I'm a person out here because of the suicidal drivers that we have out here. They just don't drive right. When someone kills a trooper, it tears me apart because those are the lifelines out here in a rural area where I live. And losing one of them is just sad. And I think he had a baby girl, I think.
Wow.
And a woman. It was up in, I think it was Marysville, I think it's the town that he was in. But they had huge troopers from all over the state, and even Oregon, and I think it was Texas, too, because his family member was a trooper, and so they came to represent Texas. Wow.
You know, this is really sad because a lot of this could be prevented with these illegals coming into the country, the criminals being released back out to the streets. And you're right. These police officers, they are on the front lines between total civil unrest and just civility. Because right now, and this is part of the reason why the Democrats are trying to get rid of the police officers, because they want total chaos in the country.
Yeah, and it's sad, too, also, you know, Trump won't come. I don't know. I think previous his time, he did come out here, and there was a lot of unrest with him coming out here. I was nowhere near where he was, but because it was way up north of me. And so ever since, I've never had Trump come out here.
So President Trump actually showed up there, too?
Not for that.
No, he didn't show up for that one, right?
She's just saying, you know, back when they're having all, you know, how Washington State is. It's very liberal.
It's home of trans Tifa.
I mean, just like he won't really go to Oregon either. I mean, it's just not.
That's the, you know, that part of that region of the country is home of trans
Tifa. But I think you're talking about, is it Christopher Gadd?
The chief you're talking about? Officer.
Yeah, okay.
That's the officer. And a lot of, we even have right now, we're trying to elect a congressperson and kick out the Democrat that was elected. And a lot of us are staying out here in this particular area, which is Aberdeen, Grace Harbor, Pacific County, where I live, is mostly Republican based. And they're trying to kick him out kick the lady that's running it out because the Democrats up north rigged it to where this Democrat would get in, and we're trying to get this. Trump has actually endorsed him. His name is Joe Kent, and so he's a Gold Star, or I think it was a Gold Star or Purple Heart recipient, and he's pro America, and we're trying so hard to get him elected. It's hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Can only imagine that it is, because it's a really a left leaning part of the country. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for letting us know about that. And have a wonderful weekend. Good Friday to you.
Oh yeah, nice and sunny out here.
Yeah. Well, God bless. Bye. Have a good weekend.
It's MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will. Or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.